Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Good rising again, my love, and you guessed it, we are back here for another Monday, and we are on the Monday train, and this week I have the topic. You waited for it this whole entire time. How's your environmental management? I'm wondering, do you know? And I'm not talking the sunshine outside, even though that plays a big part and a big factor in your environmental management plan. So, guys, how are you, my loves? How are you? I hope all is well this morning, whether you are on your way to work, whether you're on your way to school, whether you're on your way just out to run errands, whether you're dropping the children off to school. It does not matter. I do not care. As long as you are safe, you are happy, and you are healthy this morning. And that is all I am worried about. So I hope you have a great day. I hope your day is starting off well. And hopefully we can get your day started off with a few more good vibes and with this great subject. Because, hey, I know and you need to know that although your environment may be a mess, you don't have to stress. And you guys, that is probably what brought you here today, the fact that you need to know that your environment is 100%. And when I say 100, I literally mean 100. We have friends sometimes that can be a little flaky. They're not always 100. They can be 2% every now and then. Yes, that will be me if you're waiting on me to give you a return call and it is not an important topic. Because unfortunately, sometimes your girl be busy and sometimes your girl will forget that she has to make that phone call or send that text message. So charge it to my mind and not my heart, people. But at the end of the day, the truth be told, we are not always 100, but guess what? Your environment is 100. Why? Because you handcrafted it, mind-crafted it, thought-crafted it, whatever you want to call it. Spirit-crafted it, soul-crafted it. You did that. In all forms, you crafted your universe. So therefore, you need to make sure that you take accountability for all that you crafted within your universe, or in your environment, shall I say, which is aka your universe. But today we're going to bring the topic down to a very tangible level, actually, because your environment is actually very, very, very vast. And your environment spews from your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul, as well as external forces. So your environment is vast. And what we're going to do today is we're going to bring it down to a tangible level, a level where you're able to see your environment for what it truly is on the first level. Because going further and further into this, you will have multiple levels to this. I know a lot of you will get that reference. So, but there are multiple levels. And that is something that in loveology, you have to make sure you're on the right level at the right time. Because I told you, the steps to healing and the steps to getting yourself to a position where you want to, where you're able, not even you want to, you are fully able and fully capable of functioning throughout your own, efforts, at your own devices, or shall I say left to your own devices, whatever have you, that is the purpose of the seven steps of the loveology. But what people don't understand readily, and something that I'm trying to instill in that, is loveology doesn't just take the form of seven steps. It takes the form of seven sciences. It takes the form of seven applications and primary applications and exertions, as well as it takes the form of just it. I already said science, and the last thing is elements, that's actually the first thing. But we talked about the elements, and the elements consist of your life, you, time, all of what we're talking about right now. How about that? So with that being said, let's go ahead and, let's jump into your environmental resources really quick. And like I said, I hope everybody's doing well, and I hope this episode right here will give you some inspiration today, because when we talk about your environmental resources, we're going to start with you, because of course everything in loveology begins with you. Otherwise, it wouldn't be loveology, because you have to love thyself first. And so that being said, think about yourself. You are your very first environment. And what that means, it's simple. I don't really need to explain that very much, because we talked about this throughout the last, I think this is 8 weeks now? Oh, good gracious. Well, either way it goes, we've talked about this for the last 8 weeks or 7 weeks, including this one, eight. Mind, body, soul, and spirit, guys. That is the encompassing of you and your environment. All of that is within your universe, and locally, that is within your environment. You are the dictator. You are the orchestrator. You are the crafter of all that is in your universe. And you have your environmental, your internal environment, as well as your external environment to take care of you and to guide you through that process. And so for you, your mind, your soul, and your spirit are part of what is considered your internal environment. Spirit has the ability to be part of your external, and we will get into that in 5 seconds, basically. And your body also shares the external, because your body has the ability to experience pains that come from the outside, so therefore it is part of your external environment, just as it is part of your internal environment, which means, because of course, you know, mostly all of your body is inside of your skin. And so therefore, inside of you, there's a environment that is happening full of your cells and your blood cells and your whites and your blue, right, whites and blue blood cells, your white blood cells and your red blood cells, as well as the water that's inside of you, your lungs, your oxygen is within your veins. I don't know why I said oxygen in a separate form, but yeah, you have so many different things on the inside of you that are functioning. You have your lymph nodes, you have your mitochondria, you have your DNA, you have it all inside of you functioning for the purpose of higher you. So you begin there with your environment. And that being said, like, think about your soul for a second. And now we're going to start at the top. Think about your mind for a second. Your mind is a perfect example of an environment, because whatever's happening in your mind shows up in your character, shows up in your personality. And so your personality becomes the first level of external expression of your environment, your local environment, your internal environment. And because you can be a big, your personality can be very nice. On the outside, your personality can be very standoffish. But when you think about resources and you're thinking about managing your resources, then your personality becomes one of your major resources. Because when people meet you and you're trying to accomplish something, you're trying to accomplish something within yourself, or you're trying to accomplish something within your business, you need to be a personable person. First off, you need to be personable with yourself. So if you're personable with yourself, that means you're able to come to yourself and talk to yourself and tell yourself that this is what needs to be fixed, this is what we need to be working on, and this is what needs to get done. And a personable person who is personable to themselves will take that advice and they will work on that advice. So first, you have to be personable. You have to be able to communicate with your own self. And then it expands to the outside world. So the first step is conquering self in terms of your mind as well as your soul. And your soul's purpose is always the same. We've talked about this. Your soul's purpose is always to get to a level of coherence with not only you, but the world around it and all other elements as well. And so your soul's purpose is to dictate your personality. So in order for you, your personality and you as an entity to be a full-fledged self, you need to have your soul managing your mind. And so therefore, once again, you are the very first level to your environment, because without you, your environment falls apart. Without your conscious awareness, your environment as a whole begins to fall apart. All right, and so before I get into the next section, because now we're done talking about you to a certain degree, I mean, of course, your body, that deals with making sure everything within your internal body's environment is well up. You're feeding yourself healthy, you're talking to yourself healthy, you're exercising, you're being fit, you're doing all of those things that are going to maintain a healthy inner environment for your body, as well as taking care of your outer or your external body, which means, you know, making sure you're moisturizing yourself, you know, putting that shea butter on or that coconut oil, that type of stuff, maintaining your hair, maintaining your look, maintaining everything about you as a person. That is part of being catering to your external environment. And so, yeah, and like I said, your spirit as well, making sure your spirit is resonating with others and good people. And so you become a resource, because when you're up to date and when you are working from a place of coherence in your mind, body, soul, and spirit, you are able to become a better resource for yourself. You're able to listen to yourself and take advice from yourself and do more and be more active and have more energy. So you know what? And that just brings us to Rooted in Peace. That's what we're going to start off with today. Admiral Bob Snowflake, Rooted in Peace. Because once you're rooted in peace and you're being coherent with yourself, guess what? You become able to function more appropriately and manage the rest of your environmental resources as you should. And so we'll be back, guys. Of course, I love you, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
Don't want to be afraid. Hard not to hesitate. But we can't wait to be the change. It's not too late, free from hate. Think of the future that we could create. Face the facts today. There's a better way. Take one step back and say,
my loves, and thank you for tuning in to Rooted in Peace. I love, love, love that song because it basically says every nation be a solution. And I think it says that basically exactly like that. But every nation be a solution. And guess what? Every nation begins with you. There you go. We wanted to sum it up like that. So you don't have to fend for your whole nation. You just be a great representation of what you feel your nation is supposed to be, which means be glorious. Be divine. Be kind, not nice. Be kind. And make sure that your brothers and your sisters and your friends and your family are straight, you know? Just keep it 100, you know? Be like your environment. There you go. All right, and so speaking of being like your environment and keeping it 100, I realized that this topic is kind of extensive. And so I felt like it was a good thing to say ahead of time that, no, I'm not going to cover all the notes that I have laid out for this topic today or on this episode. And I'm probably not going to do it next week because I do want to get into our next topic for next week, which is going to be the game. That's not going to be topic title probably, but it's about the game and what the game is and how you can play the game to the fullest so you don't want to have no more Mortal Kombat fatalities. Like, you don't want any of that. So we're going to talk about how to play the game. But right now, I wanted to say that I am working on a Loveology course, and it's a pretty extensive course. And the more I work on it and the more I'm setting up notes and stuff for it, the longer it becomes and the more parts it is to it. And so that being said, I have started to break down some of the courses because initially I started with 34, and you guys know my guide numbers are 34, 34s and the 7s and that, just everything. But it started off with 34 courses, and as I began to expand on certain thoughts, I realized that certain courses were required to be taken into a further account or to be expanded on more in depth. And you, hence the conversation we're having today about you being an environmental resource, you are just as much a resource as everything else is in your life combined. So thus, I wanted to expand on you more, and that became in itself 7 different episodes or 7 different lessons for you in the future. So be on the lookout for that. And some of the first episodes will be dropping in the next month. So I definitely wanted to plug that really quick, because if you want to be involved in that process of taking like the pilot courses and going through that, just definitely hit me up wherever you can find me. And that's anywhere. So just DM me, message me, tweet me, whatever, and just let me know. And I will put you on the books for that and let you know all the protocol and everything that's coming on behind that. So yeah, shout out to that. And back to these environmental resources, guys. All right, so for environmental resources, I'm going to go through this list really quick, and I'm going to touch on a few of them. But in the future, I might touch on them a lot more, and some of them we've already talked about, actually. So think about this. Your community becomes an environmental resource. And, of course, your tribe, your community, they provide you with their very own environment. Mm-hmm. And how so? Because in your community, you learn certain things. And we're not just talking about the resources that they give you, like, you know, financial resources or banking institutions, things like that. No, we're talking about your community, whether your community calls you to be a reclusive person, you know, stay to yourself, or whether they cause you to be a very outgoing person, someone who just loves life and is always, you know, fluttering around like a butterfly around socially around everyone. And so you learn things like that from your community. Your community teaches you whether or not to be, you can be close-knit with people, or whether you feel as if you have to only fend for yourself and be very independent and things like that. Although we feel as if those are always bad to say, you grew up in a community where they taught you were always independent from like the age of 2 years old and you had to be that kind of child. That's not a bad thing, because for your particular life and your own universe, you may have needed to grow up and learn how to be very independent to survive in the real world after you turned 18 or after you turned 15. I don't know. So you can't take any part of your environment for granted, because you learned something from that situation or from those situations that have helped you get here and that will help you continually to get where you want to be in life, whether that is in love and career and passion and whatever the heck you want to call it. That will propel you to the next level so that you won't plateau, because your experiences and your environments will move you so. And then that brings us, of course, to family and your upbringing, your struggles, or whether you were well off, provide you also with another environment. So if you were struggling your whole life, but you survived to be however old you are now, you learn how to make it through the struggle, and you learn how to make ends meet, or your family taught you how to make ends meet. You saw that happen. So now you can be well off but still be on a penny pension budget and live happy, live freely, live with all that you need and nothing more or nothing less. And so also when you're well off, you may learn how to start businesses, how to manage business, how to maintain your resources, how to grow your resources. You may have saw your father making all of these business deals or your mother making many, many business deals and things of that nature, setting up trips and whatever, whatever. You learn something from your environment to keep you going, to motivate you, to move you. You have your work. And your colleagues, your work and your colleagues, they're a perfect example, because when you're in a work environment, it's not just you anymore. So it becomes you are part of a whole entire group of people. And so you find there's prejudice exists in your workplaces. Or maybe you had a very strict boss and you learned a lot about accuracy, or you had to meet lots of deadlines. Those are great things to have under your belt when you need to access your own resources to do things for yourself, to know not to be a prejudiced boss, to know to be very diversified in your way of thinking, to be able to be an accurate person when you're doing your own bills and your own financial statements and things like that, or when you're trying to become something that you dreamed about for the longest in terms of career. You know, these are things you want to make sure you are taking in account. Your partner, you and your partner together, that is an environment that you've created for yourself. Maybe you have the ability to communicate about your passions and you're very, very, very romantic in that sense, or very intimate in that sense. That's a quality that you learn and you grow because your environment gives you that with your partner. And so therefore you're able to take that from when you're home and translate that into that world. Or maybe it's the complete opposite. Maybe you've learned to be standoffish with your partner. Maybe you've learned lack of communication. Well, now you know that exists and you know how to be better than that because you know what you truly want. So thus, always look at your environment that way. Know that your environment is there to protect you, is there to guide you, is there to make sure you're covered in every possible way. Think of it like Progressive. You know, we got you covered, that type of thing. Like your environment has you covered, because within your environment, there's so many other resources that you have not tapped into. And that's going to wrap it up for today, because I could keep going. Like that's literally half of my notes in Loveology for what your environment consists of. And I'm talking just on the tangible things that exist readily at your disposal. I'm not even talking about the other stuff that we haven't, like your financial and your shelter and your tablet. And I'm not even talking about stuff like that. That is, those are just people and things that help your environment be the best environment that it can be. So guys, this message is for you. The morning message is, the greatest mosaic ever constructed began a great mess. And that is what your environment may look like. It may look like a great mess right now, but guess what? It's going to be a great mosaic by the time you finish riding along on this journey with your conductor, Egypt E, because we're going to make sure we organize every part of your life so that you are able to see that you are great. You're freaking awesome. You are love. You are the Kool-Aid in my cup right now. And so you know where it's going, guys. We're about to drop you with Kool-Aid. We're about to end out the day. I love you. I love you. I love you. Mai understake of Meander Sago. Have a great day. Love someone today. Smile at someone today. Just be happy today. Be happy. Be you. Be free. I love you, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Yo, what's up? Hey. Where you going? I'm trying to talk to you.
What up, Queen? I'm digging on your qualities. Pretty face with a fat cosmology. God damn, I'm looking at an odyssey. It's written in the stars, make room for your prophecy. Who me? I'm an ill type nigga. Raised in the trap with the real hype killers. I'm trying to smoke one, know a real nice dealer. I'm trying to stroke some, got a real nice figure, baby girl. I can teach you all about the world. Tell you about the stars, justify the wars. Crusades over Kool-Aid, talking over Lupe. Young Doc, Cobb, cops and robbers, young shotter, just looking for a starter on my journey to the truth. Stop fucking with them cowards, I'm the motherfucking truth. Let loose, set your mind free. Let a nigga bring you back to the time where you used to run the world, baby girl.
Yeah, and peace, love to my earth queen. Yeah, fuck wrong with these 13. Yeah, goddess, I'm modest. Yeah, queen, come alive again. Let's smoke herb on an aisle again. Let's make love, we can make a move. Make a son, no matter how it looks,
it's
still Kingdom
Kush,
let's get it.
By the way, Bay, I'm Frank. Oh shit, oh you knew that? You heard about a brother, yo, they saying I'm the new crack. I style on the new jack, I wild with a few cats. I'm proud cause you too stuck, I'm trying to get them digits. You trying to get these riches, you trying to blow down on a pound and get lifted. I'm trying to get down right now with the business. You talking hit you up, but I'm talking about the quickness. I'm trying to pin you up, got you stuck when I lick it up. Girl, let me fuck, got you stuck when I dig it up. Baby, say my name, say my name, ain't no gang. You can barely breathe, scratch and squeeze when I slang. These other bitches hating when they see you with my chain. These other niggas mad cause you keep it for your king. We gon' keep it true, fuck what everybody say. But still with me and you, shit, I gotta keep it plain. You know I'm trying to suck,
yeah. And peace, love to my earth queen. Yeah, fuck wrong with these 13. Yeah, goddess, I'm modest. Yeah, queen, come alive again. Yeah, smoke herb on an aisle again.